Well, I tell you what, we had a very interesting discussion, some of them very contentious. What came out of it, I think, is that we have a pretty divided council on most of these issues.
Councilman Larry B. Johnson represents the city's 4th District. While some council members argue strong mayor council has not succeeded, Johnson says the jury is still out.
This mayor council form of government we've been operating under the last 4 or 5 years is still real new. We've only had one mayor under the new form of government, and I think we have to give it a chance. I think that this thing's in its infancy. Maybe it's going to take 2 or 3 mayors. I'm nowhere near ready to revert back to the old form of government.
District 2 Councilwoman Sherry Myers believes that if voters were given the choice, they would take the city back to the old form of governance.
Personally, feel that the form of government that we have under the present charter is not the best. I supported the new charter, but in retrospect, I feel that it has not worked out.
But if the current form is here to stay, Myers says there are some changes to the charter that she thinks would give the council more control.
I would like to see the city council have the charter ability to organize city government, confirm and weigh in on the hiring and firing of department heads and the city administrator.
So I just felt it was my obligation as I picked up the paper and read that there was a workshop that was going to be held. And then they were discussing upwards of 11 amendments that would be placed on the ballot, that can't just happen in a vacuum.
David Stafford is Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. He points to the 2012 election, when so many state constitutional amendments were up for a vote that the ballot had to be expanded to 2 pages.
It would be difficult for me to place that many amendments on the ballot in 2016. In addition, you get what's called voter fatigue or voter drop-off. The longer the ballot, the more tendency voters have to either skip races or not read the items carefully and just mark them willy-nilly.
Councilman Larry Johnson's proposal to reduce the panel from 7 to 5 members may not have been possible had the U.S. Supreme Court not struck down key parts of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. But Johnson says minority voting strength would not be diluted.
My proposal, I always thought that there would be 2 majority-minority districts, that it would actually give the minority community more representation. 2 out of 5 is a bigger slice of the pie than 2 out of 7. There's no one trying to dilute minority representation.
Monday's workshop opened the door for additional study of all 11 proposals. Councilwoman Sherry Myers says they're not yet at the point where they should put the charter amendments on the ballot.
I am more inclined to want a more thorough investigation of the issues that need to be addressed. The council should take its time and give a lot of thought and solicit public input.
2 other council members are solidly behind the current charter. Brian Spencer says he's heard from a number of constituents who like mayor council, and Andy Tahar says, quote, "Don't upset the apple cart if it's moving in the right direction," end quote. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.